Well, certainly enjoying those online concerts has been brilliant in the past few weeks because, as we know, staying in is the new going out. As we head into another weekend of shutdown, people are looking for new ways to socialise, all from a distance. No more pubs, bars, hotels, nightclubs for a while. So what does the new Friday night look like? Well, we are joined this morning by comedian Alison Spittle and 2FM presenter Stephen Byrne. Good to have you both in the programme. Alison, how are you getting on? What are you doing? How are you spending your Friday nights?
Oh, at the moment with a hot and cold tea bag on my eye, I've got a sty and it's driving me mad. I'm in London and I'm self-isolating and watching films. That's what I do every night, actually. 9 p.m. I watch a film with people on Twitter. I call it Co-Video Party, and people get to have a chat and watch a film that they've probably seen before. So it's basically like being with your friends and making fun of an old film that you've seen, and you can just have the chat. It's great crack.
It's great crack, exactly, because you're all watching the same thing and having a laugh. Stephen, what about you?
For me, mostly kind of just trying to get as many of my friends into one room as possible and pretend that we are actually together. Obviously, there's so many different kind of services now that people can use. And there's been a big debate, I think, over the last little while over which one is the best. But the truth is, it's more about the people and just getting everybody together online at once. And it can actually be fun. That's the thing. I think a lot of people might feel that, you know, a lot of the social side of what you would usually have on a weekend is lost. But through that, people are finding new ways to communicate and even have fun in terms of, you know, having house parties or I have a friend who's going on a date tonight as well through an app. So people get creative when they need a workaround.
Yeah, and Alison, hard and all as it is, we do need to stay as connected as possible to our friends and our family, and technology makes that an awful lot easier.
Yes, definitely. And we've seen since we've been asked to stay in, there's actually so many new apps that I've never heard of before that you just have to get used to talk to your friends. There's the app that Stephen mentioned, House Party, which is brilliant. It's real kind of sociable. It's for real kind of non-formal chats. People are doing business through Zoom. And I find like I'm ringing my grandparents a lot more. Video calling is very important. And also setting out the time to chat to your friends. I find myself more connected now than I did before, because if I'm in someone's presence, I could be messing with my phone. I could be messing with something else. But now when I make an appointment to chat to someone, you know, we're there, we're on our own. There's no other distraction but ourselves. So it's I wouldn't say good, because I don't think the situation is good at all. But I do find myself being able to socialize in that way.
Yeah. And I have to say, Zoom is having a great pandemic. I had never heard of it until about 2 weeks ago. And
yes.
It's everywhere now. And Stephen, you were talking about doing table night quizzes online with your friends.
Yeah, I've been to two of these and they're actually just so much fun. So it's just about getting, you know, one friend to do up a big kind of table quiz list of questions on things that have happened in your friend group over the years that you've actually known each other. Because then not only does it give everyone, you know, something to look forward to during the week, maybe on the Friday night, you know, with a few glasses of wine and all your friends in one place, but it starts to bring up old stories that might have come up if you were sitting around a table together and you might as well have been out on the town. And it can, like, I personally thought it was something that, you know, might just be a novelty for an hour, but you end up, you know, it could be 2-3 in the morning and you're literally laughing till you're sore. And it's just a great way of talking about, you know, things that have happened to you guys and remembering a lot of things that have happened in the past, but also getting a little bit competitive and you know, just having lots and lots of fun in a way that you wouldn't have actually before. A lot of my friends actually have done Come Dine With Me nights as well, which is kind of everyone, one recipe, they all choose it. Everyone cooks it together on Zoom or on House Party or something like that. Then they all sit down at the same time and they compare their efforts. And then there's a few people who have just got takeaways and pretended and then done that as well. But people are getting creative and it's just really lovely to see. People are kind of yearning for that connection right now.
Absolutely.
And they're finding new ways to do it.
And Alison, here's the big question. Do you get dressed up for these nights out online?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've never worn as much makeup in my life as I have inside. Now, whether it's good makeup or not, I know. I'm telling you, men all over Ireland paint your nails. There's nothing stopping you. It's there in the house. You can get it. give it a go. You're not going to work. You're grand. I dress up as characters from films that we're going to see on Co-Video Party. So when Matilda was shown, I was Miss Trunchbull. I even dressed up as Shrek. Now, that took a lot of green eyeshadow. A lot of green eyeshadow, but it was worth it.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Stay safe, both of you. Stay at home. Wash the hands. And above all else, I suppose, these Friday nights and Saturday nights, they're very cheap nights out. So we're saving a bit of money as we go. Great to have you both on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
Alison Spittle and Stephen Byrne.
So
it's
much.
Nearly a minute to nine.